Watch, Stephen A. Smith rips Hakeem Jeffries for bringing up J6, when are y'all going to let that go? By Dylan Gwynn on February 26, 2025. Stephen A. Smith is tired of hearing Democrats mention January 6th. And on a recent episode of his podcast, The Stephen A. Smith Show, he let House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, D-N-Y, know about it. During Smith's interview with Jeffries, which aired on Monday, the Democrat leader brought up the January 6th riots multiple times, as well as President Trump's pardoning those imprisoned for their actions that day at the Capitol. However, if Jeffries had expected a sympathetic ear for that argument, he didn't get one. I want to know two things from the Democratic Party, Smith said. Number one, when are we going to let go of January 6th? When are you gonna to let that go? Because the man was impeached twice and convicted on 34 felony accounts and still re-elected. At some point in time, somebody like Senator Dick Durbin, and others who were asking Pam Bondi about, are you willing to admit he lost the election? It's like, enough of that, because the American people clearly have spoken. At least 77 plus million of them has spoken. He won the Electoral College vote, he won the popular vote, he won the swing states, etc. They've said what they've had to say. When are y'all gonna let that go? Jeffries countered by arguing that the events of January 6th are something Americans should never forget. I was there when we were debating, as Congress does, the certification of the election, Jeffries said, and we were told that a mob has breached the Capitol. They're on the second floor, they're a few steps outside of the House chamber, and hit the ground and be prepared to secure the gas masks that are underneath your seats, because they were people who were trying to stop the peaceful transfer of power. This is the greatest democracy in the history of the world, so we can't forget January 6th. I'm not suggesting that it's a core issue moving forward in terms of how we are making our case to the American people, but we also can't ignore the fact that in one of his first acts, President Trump chose to pardon violent felons who brutally assaulted and beat police officers. Are they the party of law and order? That's actually lawlessness and disorder. We can't ignore it. It's hard to believe that Democrats still believe J6 is a winning issue after Trump was re-elected after those events. And no one, other than Democrats, is upset by his pardoning of those involved. Perhaps if Democrats hadn't just spent 6 months encouraging BLM and Antifa to riot all over the country, many of those riots which involved violence against police officers, they'd have a little more credibility on the issue.